Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We had two Monday night games last night, so another Tampa Bay Buccaneer comeback. And then late night, we saw the L.A. Chargers take care of the Las Vegas Raiders. But the story coming out of the Rager-Charger game is all about Chris Fowler. It's all about
the Geno Smith three interceptions, two of which weren't his fault.
Not really. Maybe a little bit.
No. Anybody watch it? It was 10 o'clock on the East Coast.
I think a few people watched it.
Maybe you saw the first interception because it was Geno's first toss of the day.
That's true.
But
that's true.
Most people did not see
it. I think if you gambled on it, if you had fantasy implications on it, like your fantasy week was coming down to somebody in that game, which,
right,
by the way, it did with me. So I had fantasy implications.
And?
I won.
Oh, good.
I took care of business.
Good for you, Evan.
I got very lucky, but I won.
Congratulations, Evan.
Well, I need some victories. My baseball team got eliminated in fantasy, so I needed a little football victory. The real issue coming out of the Chris Fowler call was, A, he was sick, which I feel bad about, but I admire that he worked through it. But the other thing was he doesn't know who John Cena is.
What?
Take a listen to Chris Fowler reading a promo for WrestlePalooza that will be on the ESPN app this weekend.
WWE WrestlePalooza from Indianapolis. John Cena against Brock Lesnar in the main event. Lewis, your thoughts on Cena versus Lesnar? You're going to break that down for us?
That's not how you pronounce his name.
Okay, did Lewis, that's Lewis Riddick.
That's Lewis Riddick.
Did Lewis Riddick say it's Cena?
He did not.
Oh,
he did not.
So Lewis Riddick might not have known either.
Well, Lewis Riddick quickly, I cut that part out, I apologize, but he quickly pivoted to how big Brock Lesnar is.
Yeah,
like, just, ah, he's big.
Because everybody knows who Brock Lesnar is, but did he not know who John Cena was either?
How does anyone not know who John Cena is? And I don't say that in my wrestling.
Cena?
Well, first of all, how do you even mispronounce the name?
Cena?
He was having a rough night with the voice, to
right
be fair.
Yeah, but his voice is not the reason he mispronounced Cena.
No, that's an excuse. Come on, that's irrelevant. Tiki. Does everyone know who John Cena is?
I would not have been able to. I do this to you. I would not have been able to help myself. If you had said, John Cena, I would have just said Cena.
You would have called me out.
I would have not called you out, but I would have corrected you. Cena. John Cena. Cena.
Which is a polite way to do it, because then Chris Fowler could say, oh, yeah, John Cena.
Yes.
But my implication, and I certainly wasn't the only one, everyone heard this and said, oh, my God, this guy doesn't know who John Cena is.
Yeah.
Isn't John Cena a household name?
I don't even follow wrestling anymore. I mean, I do when there's a big event and you all talk about it.
I was going to say, it's our fault.
Let me formulate an opinion about who's going to fake win this. But I know who John Cena is, and I don't follow wrestling at all.
I thought
he's become pop culture because of the movie crossover.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's everywhere all the time?
Well, there's the grandma test, and it goes with athletes too, not just professional wrestlers, yes. Where would your grandmother know who this person is? Mm-hmm. Like LeBron James is known by everybody. Michael Jordan is known by everybody.
Right.
Shohei Ohtani, I think, has now graduated the grandma test. He's mm-hmm. known by everybody.
Yep.
Tom Brady is known by everybody. Is Lamar Jackson? Is Josh Allen? Mm. I don't know. If my grandma was still alive, the answer is probably no. But The Rock is known by everybody. Hulk Hogan, before he passed away, known by everybody.
Yeah, you kind of have to do a little bit of a crossover to be known by everybody. But even if you're not known by everybody, shouldn't you be known by a sportscaster?
Well, that's another story. you're right. He should know it.
Yeah.
But I also thought that John Cena, and maybe I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. I thought he is a crossover grandmother test kind of guy.
He is. He is.
And Chris Fowler's like Cena. Mm.
I have officially asked my parents.
And?
Neither have ever heard of him.
Really?
And I'm looking at his movie list, and it also makes sense.
Your dad's never heard of John Cena?
Never heard of him.
Oh, now I call him Cena.
To be fair, I think to be known by our parents to know him, they got to be on Fox News at night. Like, my mom knows who, like, Dave Portnoy is and Stephen A. Smith, not because she likes sports.
You know what's funny? You know what crossed me over? Before the Today Show. Fox News.
Yeah.
Because I was doing Fox and Friends.
Or any political show. I think with our parents, if you're on these political shows, they'll know who you are.
John Cena doesn't do political stuff, right. But he is on all of those regular shows now.
Yeah, he is.
So how could your parents have missed him? How about your mom? Because DeLuigi, does your mom know John Cena?
I'm going to ask her. She loves her son, and she knows I love wrestling, so I'm going to guess she knows, but I'm going to text her now. My dad has no idea who John Cena is.
But really?
That I can tell you without even asking him. There's no shot he knows who John Cena is.
And if you look at the IMDb, okay, he's obviously famous for the...
Give me the movies, because
the big movie is Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah, of course.
And he's in whatever, the Avengers. He's in a lot of like comic book stuff.
Yeah.
So I hate to say...
What's the new one? That new one where...
Peacemaker, yes. My point is, though, I think there's a lot of crossover between the wrestling fan and the comic book movie world, where I think there's a lot of people removed from both of that. Mm. He's also in a couple really funny comedy movies.
Right, because The Rock crossed over because he did the kids' movies.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Tooth Fairy.
And then obviously Moana, where he was...
Huge.
Yes. There is a... I think The Rock is obviously much bigger culturally.
Now, so your parents know who The Rock is?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Did they know who Hulk Hogan was?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, he was at the Republican National Convention.
Definitely. That helped for sure.
No, again, I knew Fox News.
But I didn't even know who John Cena was until 2019.
Excuse me?
2019 was the first time I heard of John Cena.
That's BS.
Swear to you.
You didn't know who John Cena was until 6 years ago?
And that was only because when I first saw the movie Blockers, I looked into who John Cena was. I was like, oh, he became a big wrestler after I stopped watching wrestling.
Hold on a second. You didn't know him when he fought The Rock back-to-back at WrestleMania?
No, I had checked out of wrestling now.
I know that, but you get the rub there of The Rock being involved.
You have to realize something. John Cena exploded on the scene in wrestling where you guys were still engaged at a time where, like, social media the way it is today wasn't quite at the explosion rate to show up in your algorithm like that.
Right.
So if you weren't watching wrestling, you could have totally missed that entire era. Now it's different. And also, I'm working with you, bozos. I know everybody.
I was ready to jump on, Sean, because we will have a new edition of Posted and Toasted in 20 minutes or so, where we read the old tweets of our fellow FAN coworkers. So I did a quick search to see if Sean had ever tweeted about John Cena. Has never tweeted about John Cena.
Wow.
And this does match Evan's take that the reason Cena's not on Mount Rushmore is because he was the top star, and I'm using air quotes, in a down time in WWE compared to some of their boom periods.
That's a good point. Because it had waned. And now it came back, but it waned for a bit.
Everybody knows Austin, Rock, Hogan, and Roman Reigns now because of the fact that they were the top stars in boom periods. And Cena, as great as he was, it wasn't a boom period.
You're right. This whole point is just proving me correct. Mm. I'm wrong in the moment for thinking everyone knew who Cena was, but long term, I'm right. That's why he's not Mount Rushmore.
Okay, we're talking everybody, but in this case, we're talking about a sportscast.
That's the point.
That's
yeah. It's that's worse for rough. Fowler to not know. Yes. And let me give some advice to Chris Fowler. And to Joe Buck and everybody at ESPN, get ready. I mean, you're going to be having to read a lot of wrestling stuff since the WWE premium live events now are on the ESPN app.
Well, you know what's the other thing?
I know. You know what's going to happen?
Wasn't that the reason he was reading?
Yes. He was. And every month when there's a big event, you know what's going to happen next? It's going to drive Sean nuts. There's going to be a Monday Night Football game in November where Jey Uso is going to be the guest broadcaster for an entire quarter.
Or they're going to have the main event of Raw.
I saw something on ESPN, because we were watching it before I flipped it over to the Champions League soccer. Borussia Dortmund's playing Juventus.
Oh, but before, big game.
Yeah, huge game. But before we were watching ESPN. They were just had the Uso brothers.
Exactly.
They were on ESPN.
They have to. They made a deal with the WWE. You know the way this business works.
Right.
There will be a main event at halftime of a Monday Night Football game as long as it's on ESPN.
That's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It's a great idea. So many years ago, WWE ran a halftime WWE championship match. They called it Halftime Heat, okay? So it was the Super Bowl, and they told everybody at halftime, because this has been going on for a while, where there used to be channels that would counter-program the halftime show. I'll never forget the Butt Bowl. Do you guys remember the Butt Bowl?
The Butt Bowl.
Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Then it did Celebrity Deathmatch after that. Yep.
Yeah, so they used to do like alternate halftime show watches. So the WWF at the time had a The Rock versus Mankind title match at halftime of the Super Bowl in an empty arena match. They got to bring that back now. You're right. Halftime of a Monday night game, roll the ring out,
right,
and we got Roman Reigns facing, whomever, Solo Sikoa. That's a great idea. You know what, Sean? Triple H will call you in the morning.
Bookmark that.
Let's go to Glenn in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Glenn? Glenn. Glenn going once. Glenn is gone. We'll go to Nick in Old Bridge. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Gut-wrenching loss yesterday. Zeke, I got a question for you. If Bo continues to play this well and Thomas comes back, Can he move over to the right side in the middle of the season, or is that something that, you know, taken off to get used to, man?
That's a really good question. I think they cross-trained Marcus Bowe at both in the preseason. So he played right and left in, I think, the latter two games. And I actually thought he played better as a right tackle. That was one where you saw him seeking out the, you know, the guards guy and just planting him. So I think he can do both. He is technically their swing tackle this year. Obviously, they hope to groom him into a starter, either right or probably just right, because Andrew Thomas just signed a long-term extension. Or no, he redid his contract to clear up some cap space. So I think he's able to move to both sides. The question is, what do you do then with Jermaine Illuminor, who hasn't been bad? And I think, would Jermaine Illuminor be open to moving to guard? Sure. But he also doesn't want to be yo-yoed around. Like, well, that's what he said last
I was looking
year.
At is what he did in college. So in college in 2024, he appeared and started all 12 games at right tackle.
Yes.
And he also played right guard his freshman year in 2022.
Right, but that's when he was 18 years old. That was a long time ago.
How big of an adjustment is that, bouncing from right guard to right tackle to now left tackle?
It's a different mentality, because as a guard, so much of what you're doing is focused on inside. Like just helping your center, you know, sometimes stemming out, pulling, all those things. Whereas a tackle, like your biggest work is your kick step, right? How can I prevent these edge rushers from getting upfield on me too quick or bull rushing me? It's just a different training set. So is it doable? Of course. Is it hard? I think.
Yeah. I wouldn't put anything past him. That was a tough spot he was put in. Yeah. Not really anyone's fault other than the inept play of, what's his name, James Hudson III.
Yep.
And he did a great job.
He did a fantastic job.
And, you know, I learned a lesson once by this legendary NFL player. He once told me, rookies suck. So I listened to him when he says that.
Right. This and rookie didn't, which is encouraging.
Right. When a rookie doesn't suck, it's even more impressive. Right. Sal is in Massbeth. Good afternoon, Sal.
Hey, guys. I'm not going to talk about the Giants' defense, so we know what it is. All I know is that on the offense, the first week was a disaster. We hardly scored. And this week, we scored 37 points. But I wish that, especially down by the goal line, you know, we had a guy remind me of Dave Meggett, that Dante Turbo Miller.
Yep.
And in the exhibition season, I mean, he had such drive and determination. And you threw a screen pass. Almost every time he touched the ball, I'm not as a running back, but in this type of a setup, he was great. And also, Fedoni. I don't know. I mean, Bellinger, to me, is offering nothing right now.
Yeah.
And Fedoni's tool got the hands. Why can't they improve the offense so that next week or the week after that, they score more points? You don't have to worry about falling backwards.
Right. So Fedoni is actually on the active roster. He's just been inactive on football Sundays. Dante Miller, Turbo.
Isn't he on the practice squad now?
Little Turbo is his actual nickname.
Lil Turbo,
because he's little. He's on the practice squad. So if they ever have a need, somebody gets hurt or whatever, they can call him up. But right now, we know what the rotation is. It's interestingly, Cam Scadaboo,
Tyrone Tracy,
and then Devin Singletary. Devin Singletary
started
this game.
Yeah.
So they're just going through their feels.
They're going to go with the hot hand. Yeah. I like seeing Tyrone Tracy on kick returns. That was pretty cool. Gives him a chance to make a play.
I thought that's how Dante or Turbo, Lil Turbo, was going to make the team.
Right.
As a kick returner. And I guess they felt like they had a lot of other options instead.
Mo is in Brooklyn. What's up, Mo?
I mean, I know this is a sports talk radio. Could you explain your passion you have for wrestling, knowing that it's a fixed income? Another question I have. Dickie, if you remember this, when you do the grandmother test, I can't help but stop thinking about your poor grandmother in a Ziploc bag in your pocket.
What?
What?
Didn't you say when your grandparents died, you walked around with them in a bag in your pocket?
No. That was actually me again.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't. No, it was a little misunderstood.
What?
I had my grandmother in my pocket.
Yes.
Because I was going to throw her ashes in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, that was Evan.
That was me.
I'm a loser.
Me. Tiki.
My grandfather passed away in Vietnam.
Oh, hero.
I never knew him.
That's a hero right there. I took my grandmother's ashes and I tried to throw it in the Atlantic Ocean, but it was very windy. And so her ashes came back and went down my mouth. It was a very weird situation.
You swallowed your grandmother?
Didn't mean to.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord.
It tastes like a protein shake?
Yeah.
I tried not to think about it.
But she was cremated, so all the life was lost and it escaped this heat and is now dissipating throughout the universe.
Well said. Well said. The wrestling thing is not that complicated. People like TV. People like entertainment. It's like, why do you like Game of Thrones? It's not real. It's scripted. Mm-hmm. Professional wrestling is a sports-themed form of entertainment.
Right.
Yes. And I'll tell you a story about my dad, and I give him a lot of credit for it. I don't think it sounds impressive in 2025, but in 1990 it was. The first thing my dad taught me about professional wrestling is that it was fixed. Mm. It's the first thing he told me. So I never grew up with this belief that everything was real. And I give him credit because he was ahead of his time because now they can't wait to tell you it's fixed. I mean, professional wrestling is like, yeah, it's fixed. Yeah, you didn't know that? What are you, idiots? So he kind of knew where it was going. But I think that's the answer for anyone that's confused. Let's go to Eddie in Staten Island. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
I just have two quick questions. And please let me get to the second one because I got to put. I'm going to put Tiki on the spot with the second one.
Oh.
First question is.
Why don't you just start with
that's good.
Why don't you lead off with the second one? Yeah, let's see what you got.
Put on
the spot.
I'll lead off with that
one. Make them uncomfortable. Make them like a blush. Make them say, ooh, I don't know what to do.
I'm black. I don't blush.
All right. So Tiki, I remember earlier in the year when they were talking about, you guys were talking about the whole thing with Soto and. He took the money and went to the Mets and everything. And I remember you saying, Tiki, hey, I don't blame him. He took the money. He went for where the most money was.
Right.
So my question to you, Tiki, is when you were playing, your contract is up. You're a free agent. The Giants give you a beautiful, nice offer. But Jerry Jones comes in and offers you Dak Prescott money. Do you go sign with the Cowboys?
Ah, man. It's a good question. But hell no.
That's an answer.
Absolutely not. I was a Giant, and I knew I was going to be a Giant for life. That's why Ernie, of course, he knew he didn't have to pay me. Because I wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
It was just too much I wanted to do in New York, including being successful. I wasn't successful when I was a free agent. I had my first 1,000-yard season the year I was a free agent. And it was at 1,000 yards. Not like 1,200 or 1,800. It was 1,006 yards or
you
something.
You nailed it.
Like
I'm looking at your numbers right now. So, 1,006 to the yard.
So it wasn't like, I'm the best running back in the NFL. It was just like, give me a deal that makes me feel nice here.
It's different. And I'll tell you a few reasons why it's different. No disrespect to you or the NFL, the Players Association. Juan Soto was pressured.
Juan Soto.
To take the most money. He was making a deal not just for himself.
Right.
But for everyone who followed.
By Scott Boras.
Agent
and also the PA.
Yeah, I mean, right now it doesn't feel like anyone's ever going to get $752 million. But mark my words, somebody will.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to get to free agency. They're going to be 25, 26 years old. We may not have heard of them yet. And they're going to break Juan Soto's contract. And Juan Soto's name will be brought up during those negotiations. So you don't just take the money for yourself, though that helps.
Right.
It's for everybody else.
Right.
And that's why, as that negotiation was going on, it always felt like he was going to have to take the biggest offer.
It's finally starting to happen in baseball, what quarterbacks have been doing in the NFL for 20 years. Whoever's next to get paid, doesn't matter if you're better than the guy before you, you have to take more money. And that's where MLB and their union, I think, are trying to get their stars. You're right. It's not going to happen because nobody's going to. You don't hit free agency at the right time.
It'll happen someday, just not yet. There's no one on the horizon, but yeah, like sometimes it takes a while. Like A-Rod was the generational free agent,
right?
And you could argue we never had an A-Rod until Juan Soto. So sometimes it takes 25 years.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who's the young position player, not pitch, because I'd say Paul Skeens, but they don't even want to pay him now.
Yeah, what would he if he stays healthy? And gets to free agency.
But that's the biggest if. That's why I'm saying position player.
Right, right, right.
A pitcher, you're just not going to, because the big teams, like the Mets, are going to be out.
Yeah.
right?
I don't know. There's no one who jumps out at me position player-wise because a lot of the young stars in this sport got locked up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not hitting free agency because you not only need to be great, you need to be really young.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a crazy example because we're far away from it. The Giants. Not your Giants.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Just called up their top prospect. He's a 20-year-old kid named Bryce Elridge. He's 20. He's a baby.
Wow.
He's a top prospect. He's obviously done nothing yet.
So
in this
he didn't
sport.
Even go to college.
No, they drafted him out of high school.
Like Skeens went to college at least.
Yeah.
Obviously, LSU. He was dominant. He was great.
Yep.
This kid didn't go to. He was straight out of high school.
Straight out of high school.
And basically, a year later, he's in the major league.
And he's 20. He can't buy a drink. Wow. So if the Giants win a wild card spot, he's going to have to leave during the celebration. But hypothetically, he becomes a star.
Yeah.
Now, he hasn't done anything yet. Doesn't even have a major league hit. But if he became a star and he's a free agent at 26 years old and he's one of the best young players in baseball, we're cooking. Because
mm-hmm.
you need what Soto had upon free agency was the perfect mix of amazing talent, amazing numbers and accomplishments, and being really young.
Yeah.
That's the rare thing about it.
Would you put Ellie De La Cruz in that?
How old will he be upon free agency?
26.
He's got to be better. Like this season he's had this year is not great.
He's just inconsistent. His ceiling is enormously high.
But he might get there by 26.
He could be. Yeah. He could be.
And he's probably not going to sign long-term with the Reds. Is that fair to say if he gets to be a great player?
You know what's difficult about that? If the Reds go to him, and they should. They should do it right now.
Yep.
Coming off a mediocre season.
Yep.
And they go to him right now and
we're
say,
take care of you.
15-year deal.
Right, we're taking care of you.
It could happen. Because Ronald Acuna Jr. did it with Atlanta, so it's possible. But you're right that he's a candidate. If he becomes a superstar, which he's not right now, like he's, honestly, he's young, so I don't want to say it, but he's kind of overrated.
Well, only because, he hasn't done it yet. He's not healthy.
Well, he hasn't done it yet. He's been healthy this year. He's played almost every game, but he's a 260 hitter with a 770 OPS. I mean, you know, let's pipe down. And he's got great potential, though. I don't want to minimize him. It's just he's not there yet.
What did he steal, 100 bases last year?
So last year he stole 67, and this year he's at 35, which is pretty good. Let's go to Barbara in New Jersey. What's up, Barbara?
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hello. I have to say, first of all, I love you all.
Thank you.
And I get to go home and tell my husband all the things that I've learned about the different sports events. So I love that. But the thing I wanted to call about was John Cena. Come on, he was at the Oscars. He was more than half naked.
There you go.
Most of the women out there, and some of the men out there, will know him just because of that.
That's a great point, Barbara. And now we're going to find out, I'm very excited to find out, if Mrs. Lugauer, Tommy's mom, knows who John Cena is. Because she's not a wrestling fan, not really a sports fan. This is the ultimate... I know she's not a grandma, but grandma test.
Well, she's, you know,
what?
Of age to be a grandma.
Well, that's up to you, bro.
Well, that's a discussion for another
He doesn't
day.
Even have a baby yet, so that's like 20 years away from now at earliest.
But I always thought the grandma test was just of an age thing, not that you're actually a grandma.
Are you going to reveal how old your mom is?
She's in her 70s.
Oh, okay.
I think that's grandma.
Sure, she appreciates that.
Well, what is she, 50? I mean, I'm 40, so she's got to be at least bare minimum, I would think, 70. All right, so I texted her. Do you know who John Cena is? She goes, no. Why?
Wow. Damn.
Let me ask my mom.
Yeah, ask your mom. I mean.
He's got to go on Fox News. I'm telling you, he's got to go on a political
he's
show.
He's never been on Fox News.
I'm telling you, my mom knows who like Portnoy is, Stephen A. Smith. Like she watches all these political shows.
John is one of those guys, and I guess you give him credit. It's really up to how you feel about this. He's done a really good job of never getting involved in politics.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like Michael Jordan. Republicans and Democrats are going to buy my movies. I ain't messing around.
But go on all the political. Is there anybody that goes on all of them, like celebrity wise? Just, you know, just go on all of them.
Yeah.
Promote stuff.
Yeah. I guess I'm wrong. I guess John Cena fails.
Oh, by the way, another thing with Cena, because your wife, that's how she knows who Bryan Danielson is. What was the show where they showed the
Total Divas?
Total Divas.
And then the Bellas.
And Cena was on both of those, so I think there are probably a lot of, I don't want to stereotype, but there are probably a lot of women that know Cena through that show.
Yeah, just not Sean Morris's mom and dad and your mom.
Yeah.
And we'll find out about Tiki's mom.
Right. By the way, that's how I promoted my children's books. We went on political shows.
Smart. Targeting the parents.
Exactly.
Well, the kids aren't buying the books.
Exactly, Evan.
Thank you.
Who buys children's books?
The parents.
Not the children.
Exactly. Exactly. We'll get back to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. We've got a new game of Posted and Toasted where we guess the old tweets of our fellow FAN coworkers and why I may need to take an L. It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
By the way, Mama Barber, quote, wrestler maybe? I think Louis, that's my stepdad, watches him.
Oh, so she kind of knew who John Cena was.
Kind of knew who John Cena was. And she asked me, did I pass the test?
She passed the test.
I said, yes, Mom, you passed.
She knows more about entertainment than Chris Fowler does. So congratulations. Before we find out if I need to wear an L and get back to your phone calls at 888-808-1019, it's time for another edition of the highly popular Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'll read some old tweets of our fellow FAN co-workers. Tiki will guess who it is. Are you ready?
I am.
August 15th, 2015. Yankee fans complain about umps, get called babies by Mets fans. Mets fans complain about umps, demand computers call balls and strikes. Who is that? Is that Brandon Tierney, Chris McMonagle, Sean Morash, or Keith McPherson?
That's C-Mac.
You're wrong.
Keith?
You're wrong.
I have no idea.
Who is it, Sean?
Sounds like something I would have said. I will.
It was you. You think that's true?
Back then, yes. But I think maybe, ironically, the part about that tweet is Met fans were ahead of the curve.
That's true. Yeah, you
get that for a plot
twist. In a decade, ABS is coming.
Oh, it is. There's no question we're going to get that next year. How about this one? This is from July 21st, 2014. Debating the merits of Cameron Diaz's hotness. We're a long way from the mask.
What year is this?
Not feeling it. 2014.
Okay.
Is that Al Dukes, Greg Giannotti, Brandon Tierney, or Tommy Lugauer?
That's BT.
Okay, and I was wrong. Next question.
Did you, you were aware of his feelings on Cameron Diaz? I was on air with him.
And what was your opinion on the subject?
I still think she's hot.
Yeah, she's beautiful. I agree with you.
Let me look her up now. It's been a while. I haven't seen her Oh, she's still smoking.
Yeah.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know what he was talking about.
Oh, you know why? I think this came up because me and Rondé did a cooking show, a cooking battle. Master Chef? Is that the one where they give you, like, you have to make something?
Chef Masters. Yeah, you might be right, Master Chef.
We did a Master Chef with...
Gordon. Is this Gordon Ramsay's show, Teak?
Yeah. You're
talking about Master Chef.
Master Chef with Benji and... wow, what's his twin brother's name? Damn it, I can't remember his brother's name. Benji, man, basically Good Charlotte. The Good Charlotte guys? Benji, I'm forgetting his name. But Benji's married to Cameron Diaz.
Ah.
And so... We lost, by the way.
Sorry about
Joel,
that.
Benji and Joel, a Good Charlotte, who were awesome, awesome dudes. Because Benji's married to Cameron Diaz, and Joel is married to Nikki Hilton, right?
Oh, really?
Nicole.
Yeah, Nick, Paris Hilton's older sister.
Or maybe he's married to Paris Hilton.
Oh, he's married to Paris?
Married to? I don't know. I'll have to look it up. I'm getting it wrong, but they were both married to famous actresses.
When you think of Cameron Diaz... Like, obviously, we heard that Robert Redford passed away. And when you think of Robert Redford, at least for me, I think of the baseball movie, The Natural.
Right.
That's what I think of. Now, I could be alone on that. Maybe it's because I'm a baseball geek.
Nicole Richie. That's who he's married
to. Oh, Nicole. Okay. When you think of Cameron Diaz, what's the movie you think of?
Something About Mary.
Me too.
Definitely.
Nailed it. Okay.
Not even the thought.
All right. I just wanted to make sure because sometimes I'm way off on this. All right. How about this one? This is from November 4th, 2018. And this is very timely, considering who the Jets are about to play. There are certain things you must be good at as an NFL head coach. Todd Bowles is good at literally none of them. Is that Evan Roberts, Brandon Tierney, Greg Giannotti, or Sal Licata?
That's you, Evan.
You're wrong.
Sal's not like a... He doesn't care.
Well, of course he cares.
He's a Falcon fan.
Yeah, but he cares about New York sports. He has opinions.
BT?
You're wrong.
No, I was wrong.
It is BT.
I clicked the wrong. I was wrong.
You're wrong.
No, I give BT and Joe
credit.
I didn't
think you'd go back to back.
Oh, yeah. I got to fool you sometimes.
I was wrong. Billy.
I have to do that.
Because that sounds like something BT would say.
BT and Joe both were out on Todd Bowles before I was. Because I remember BT came on our show and Joe was out on Todd Bowles like right after the Buffalo lost his rookie season. I was more patient. I'm a more patient guy.
Meanwhile, Todd Bowles had a pretty good career as a head coach.
He is absolutely
had a Super Bowl as a defensive coordinator.
Dude.
He's had an okay career.
Here's the thing about head coaches. When you get rid of them, and Giant fans play along because you've gotten rid of head coaches too. Joe Judge, Pat Shurmur, all that.
Yep.
When they go on and have success elsewhere, you feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
But even when they don't, whether they don't get another job or they're bad elsewhere, you also get mad because you say, no one else thought this guy was any good. Why did you think he was good?
No matter what happens to him afterwards, it's like, we sucked because we got rid of him and he turned out to be great. Or why the hell did we hire him in the first place?
Exactly. Like, Rex Ryan.
That's Adam. Well, Adam Gase is a little bit different.
Well, Adam Gase is never getting a... He won't get a high school job.
Right.
But Rex Ryan got another job and failed. Mm-hmm. So, all right, that was it. And he's never getting another head coaching job. Todd Bowles obviously has gone on to have success with Tampa. I'd be the first to admit it. As bitter as I am about it, I commend him. He's turned himself into a damn good NFL head coach, and maybe he needed the failures of the New York Jets and that experience to become that. Adam Gase will never get another job. Sala probably will someday. I think he will get another crack.
But depending on what happens with the next, let's say, couple of years with San Francisco.
Yeah.
I think you're probably right.
You'll like this one. This is another timely one. January 3rd, 2016. Jim Harbaugh is a thinner version of Rex Ryan. Choke artist in the big spot.
Ooh.
Completely overrated.
Ooh.
Is
that's
that
harsh.
That's a pretty harsh one. Is that Greg Giannotti, Brandon Tierney again, Sean Morash, or Sal Licata?
Gio.
You're wrong.
Sal.
You're wrong.
Who is that one, Sean? You got a guess?
I'm guessing it's me, and I continue to be proven right by that.
How are you completely proven right by that?
Had the Chargers doing the playoffs again last year?
He won a national championship at Michigan, dummy.
It only took him 30 years.
No, it took him actually like 8, 7.
Or he thought he was going to save it right away.
So you're going to you're gonna live with this opinion 9 years later that Jim Harbaugh is a thinner version of Rex Ryan, choke artist in a big spot?
I believe there are a lot of coaches that are very good coaches that get you a certain point and for whatever reason can't get it done. And I think he did that in San Francisco, and I think he's on the path to doing it with the Chargers.
You do realize that he was like 4 yards away from being a Super Bowl champion.
And Rex never got to the Super Bowl. Sorry.
And if his coordinator, Greg Roman, had just put the ball in the best player on his team's hands, that it was Colin Kaepernick, they win a Super Bowl.
I agree. I
think that wasn't his fault they lost.
I think a blackout changed momentum for the Ravens in that game, too.
So you're living with that opinion?
I don't know, man.
Are you living with that opinion? He's a choke artist?
I watch it differently than you probably watch it. The 49ers should have won.
You definitely do because you're smarter than me. yes, until proven otherwise, yes. I thought last year, too, it was a terrible job in the playoffs.
All right, here's the final one, and this is an interesting one. This is the first time I've ever done this one for Posted and Toasted. It's a poll. Someone put out a poll, and the results are amazing.
What year was the poll?
February 24th, 2023. So 2.5 years ago. As a Giant fan, would you trade this year's first-round pick, 25 overall, and Daniel Jones for Lamar Jackson? The results were 56% said, yes, let's go, but 44% said, no, I'll stick with DJ.
Oh, wow.
Who put that poll out? Was it Evan Roberts? Okay, it was me. Like they were going out for a nice jog in the walk. I mean, I could have given you four choices. You knew it was going to be me.
Of course it was you.
I was just... Did we talk about Daniel Jones for Lamar Jackson?
Not Lamar, but I feel like we had this conversation about who would you rather have? Like if you don't have Daniel Jones, who would you rather have? How can you get him type of thing?
Well, I remember this being a conversation because Lamar Jackson, and this is a credit to Lamar Jackson, think about where he was in his NFL world coming off of the 2022 season and where Daniel Jones was. In 2022, Lamar Jackson played 12 games and put up, you know, decent numbers.
Yeah.
The year before that, he played 12 games and put up very pedestrian numbers. And so Lamar Jackson was a far cry from his MVP season of 2019. Meanwhile, Daniel Jones was coming off the best year of his career.
Yep.
Where Daniel Jones statistically was as good, if not better, than Lamar Jackson and was healthier because Lamar had back-to-back years where he didn't play every game. And so I put that poll out there at the time because I thought it was actually a legitimately fair question. 2.5 years later...
It's just crazy.
It's like you need to drug test the 44% that said, I'm going to stick with DJ.
It's to drug test you for even like thinking that that was an option.
Well, at least I gave us material 2.5 years later.
That's very true.
But to Lamar's credit, since then, he's had 3 seasons where he won an MVP, should have won an MVP, and we'll obviously see about this season. And Daniel Jones fell off the table, couldn't stay healthy, and is on 2 different teams later, obviously from Minnesota to Indianapolis.
It took one 37-point game from Russell Wilson to have Giant fans go, at least the game was fun. Could you imagine how much more fun the last couple of years are with Lamar Jackson?
Did you vote on that poll, Sean?
I don't remember.
But I see that you did.
And did I vote for... I voted no at the time.
You said stick with DJ.
Yeah, because I'm an idiot, okay? As we've learned several times.
Wow.
Do you think I'd like to have that vote back? Yeah. I'd trade 15 first rounders for Lamar Jackson.
No, I don't
blame bought you. Into the Daniel Jones stuff hook, line, and sinker like a sucker.
I know we talked about Lamar Jackson potentially being a free agent, right? Because he had a contract issue. They didn't want to pay him what he thought he was worth. There was a whole bunch of holdout stuff.
Yeah.
It was like, Lamar Jackson, you can get Lamar Jackson type of thought.
Yeah.
And obviously, it was all nonsense. They were just stringing him along.
But there were two things going on at the same time. A, they were stringing him along, and no one ever thought he was truly available.
Yeah.
And number two, there was legitimate reason to be concerned about him moving forward.
Yeah.
Like, I just gave you the numbers and the games that he missed. Like, you looked at him and wondered, okay, is the trajectory going down?
Yeah.
Is he ever going to be the same?
True. It always felt like he seems to get back for the postseason, but he's going to miss some number of games in the regular season.
Well, guess what? He hasn't since.
No, you're right. He hasn't missed a game since. You can count on a lot, but not much these days. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting for just $30 in your first year. That's $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This week's game of the week is the Pittsburgh Steelers, speaking of the Black and Blue Division, at the New England Patriots.
Drew in Colonia. What's going on today, Drew?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All's good. Good.
Hey, look, I was a delusional Jets fan who, as of last year, became a realist. Now I have a bunch of Giant friends, and they're absolutely delusional. I need you to settle something for me. Can can you admit that the Giants are worse or at least as bad, embarrassing as the Jets? Who's the biggest dumpster fire right now?
Honestly, I don't think either one of them are dumpster fires.
Right, well, that's now. Not fair. They both are. Come on.
No, the Dolphins are a dumpster fire.
No. Think a dumpster fire is, I hate my head coach. I hate my quarterback. I hate everybody on this roster. I don't even want to watch the teams. That's not what these teams are.
You're right, because the Jets at least have the coach you're hopeful about, and the Giants have the quarterback you're hopeful about.
Absolutely.
The Dolphins have neither.
And there's some fun pieces on both of these teams. We both have a superstar wide receiver, right? You both have, I guess it depends, because Will McDonald gave it to us last week and didn't give it to us this week. Mm-hmm. There's some edge rushers you're excited about. I mean, you got a corner who could be a star. I can't say dumpster fire. Dumpster fire to me would be like, I don't want anybody on this team.
Yeah, it's not that they're dumpster fires. They're just in horrible places.
Yeah, and they don't know how to win.
Yeah, they don't know how to win, and they haven't won in a while. There's a story many, many years ago that someone asked someone from the Soviet Union, hey, who are you voting for in the presidential election? Mm-hmm. It was like Mondale against Reagan, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And the response was Republicans, Democrats, Tweedledee, and Tweedledum. Because to the Russians, to the Soviets, they're all Americans. They're all capitalistic pigs. It doesn't matter. So I think, being fair, as a Jet fan, you being the Giant legend, I think both teams are awful, or at least they've been awful. Mm-hmm. We have some little bit of hope that things are going to turn, and hopefully they do. But in terms of who's worse, I mean, pick your Sunday. This past Sunday, the Jets were worse. The Sunday before that, the Giants were worse. But I do think the tiebreaker on why the Jets are worse, I'm going to take the tiebreaker.
Is the non-playoffs forever?
The non-playoffs, the streak of not getting to the playoffs, and at least for most people over the age of 20, when you put your head on the pillow, you remember success. Mm. And you remember a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We can't do that. So if you're just judging the last 5 years or 6 years or 3 years, whatever sample size you want to make it, it's all bad. But I do think the Giants will win the tiebreaker in terms of being less pathetic. But honestly, and this is going to be the biggest insult I can lay at you guys, the Giants are the Jets. Like, we're just the same. We're just losers. And hopefully that changes.
Right.
I mean,
you got to win to change it, though.
That's it, bro. You're right.
There's no talking your way into feeling better. You got to win.
Got to win.
Giants should have hired Jim Harbaugh when they had the chance.
Did they actually have a chance?
I don't remember
them having a real shot at it. It always felt like when the crap hit the fan out in San Francisco, he was going to college. It always felt like that.
I meant when they hired Dable, prying him from Michigan.
Oh.
Everyone had a chance. Yeah. Everyone could have pried him. Everyone could have done that. We'll come back with more of your calls. Plus, Tiki will decide if I have to wear an elf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.